Miami Dolphins, unfortunately, did not win on Sunday. And as you can tell by the title.
Omar's all broken up about it, apparently. I'm like,
unfortunately? Yeah, okay.
Well, let's talk about it. What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another Dolphin Collective. Unfortunately, it's another one. Fourth of us losing in a horrible fashion. So we're going to talk about all that, but I do have to shout out today's sponsor, starting with SeatGeek. Dolphins are home on Sunday. They're playing the Chargers.
Wonder what banner's going to fly.
If you want to go, use SeatGeek. You get $20 off your first order using the promo code FINS. Fantastic. Even if you're not, say you're not going and there's a concert in the area or something, you SeatGeek. It's fantastic. Yeah. Really easy to use. You can even, they'll text you the ticket. You can just show it at the door. Super fast, easy to use.
Panthers also, open today and the Heat are opening in like a week.
They just scored to take the lead.
So other sports teams are playing, the better ones. And we'll get to that.
Wow. Shot fired at me right off the bat. Jeez.
Then we got Sleeper. You guys know about Sleeper. We've been using Sleeper all season. They're one of the official sponsors of the channel, especially during the football season. Go check them out. You get $100, 100% up to $100 when you use the promo code HMA. And a new one, Brunt. Got some good stuff. Omar said he got himself some boots. He can get some nice work pants. Again, I'm up in Jersey. Today's the last day. It was 86 degrees in Jersey today, just so you guys know. Makes no sense.
When I was leaving Carolina, it was getting cold. It was like my winter.
Coming up. Yeah, because I think tomorrow we're going to hit 69. So I'm going to get myself some Brunt stuff. Use the promo code HMA. You get $10 off. Also, if you want to become a member, hit the join button next to the subscribe button. You get chatted out at the end. You get to use our image. One person actually said, let me see if I can scroll back and find it, that they want the Montreal logo for our man, Alan.
What's so the Montreal logo?
We might
this bad boy here.
Yeah, we might throw it in there for some of you guys. Also, check out our podcast. As you can see over down here, it says available on Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. Give us a 5-star rating. We greatly appreciate it. So the Dolphins lost. The defense gave up, to one guy, 206 rushing yards. But the funny thing is, it was so bad. At this point, this is all you can do.
He says, like, the defense gave up to one guy, 206 rushing yards.
The Dolphins as a whole rushed for 19 yards. He had 206. We got trolled. The Panthers trolled us by having the elevator door closed with him on the door. Yeah. Yeah, but here's the thing. And
Omar, you gotta share whatever. I mean,
no, I'm just saying, like, for all the Dolphin fans. Oh, it's so they trolled us. Oh.
I think a lot of us just want Stephen Ross to see these types of things and do something. But the thing that I noticed is because I made a video today, kind of trying to figure. I did the film breakdown, trying to figure out like who was to blame for the loss in the third quarter. We forced them to punt four straight times. So, the offensive line was trash, like complete trash. Some of the play calling was horrible. He ran a stretch to the left. It didn't work. The next series, he ran the same exact play to the left. It didn't work. He abandoned certain plays that were working, stuck with plays that weren't working. Fun fact, we were talking about PFF last week and how they take certain criteria and put it. Tua got a 90 PFF grade. Now, I didn't think he deserved a 90. Look, he got a 56, and I was like, he deserves higher than that. Then he gets a 90, and I'm like, he doesn't deserve that high. But he gets a 90. So I'm going to go around. What's going on? Who do you put your hierarchy of blame 1 to 3? I want to start. I normally start with Omar. I'm going to start with TD.
Tua Tagovailoa is the blame. All right. Everything, I've been saying this for years, and here's the crazy thing. Tua had a good game. But everything is built around him. Everything is structured around him. Everything is made for him.
It,
okay? Let's call it what it is. They need him to play elite football in order to win games with a non-elite roster. And the Miami Dolphins don't have that. Tua is not the problem, but the problem is getting paid what he's getting paid. He needs to be the solution, and he's not. And this is what I continue to tell people. I don't care about no defense. We already knew they were going to be garbage. In the offensive line, all this optimism as usual. All of it is the same. Everything around Tua is garbage. But can you see 10% iota of variability? Can you see not just your little completion percentage? You got to almost be flawless. You have to. That's what you sold us on. That's what you sold his team on. Listen, I'm not sugarcoating anything anymore just because he has solid games. Solid ain't solid enough. Good ain't good enough. You need elite. Because when I watch Mac Jones, when I watch Drake May, and I watch Trevor Lawrence deliver the way that they do with chaos around them, running for their life, bad team. I mean, literally bad O-lines, most of them too. Like, literally making plays off script, making unbelievable throws, playing almost flawless. That's what it takes. All three of those quarterbacks I just named could have lost their game if they didn't play flawless, and they pretty much almost did. And that's what it requires sometimes. Now, I want to just last thing, it ain't all on Tua. I know that. And he's not the main problem. But you have to be a part of the solution, and you're not. So you can fix the five problems before him all you want. Just to find out it still ain't good enough? No, I can see it. Some of y'all can't see it. I can see it. You can go ahead and fix all those 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 problems before him. It still ain't going to be good enough because he hasn't showed an iota of carry ability. So we could blame this, blame that. Yeah, the run game sucks. The this and that. So everything sucks. Steven Greer, everybody, okay? But this is how you built this team because of that guy. Let's just call it what it is. At least that's my take. Sorry.
Alan.
How do I follow that up? Holy moly.
Glad it's you and not me.
What was to blame? Yes, that's the answer. Okay, it's not as simple. And here's the thing, piggybacking off of what TD said, this is three times now where the offense has the ball to go take the lead or tie the game, and it's three times where it's plop, fizzle. And yes, the offensive line is bad, but I'm sorry, I rewatched that third down sack. And he's got Devon Achane leaking out of the backfield, which with an easy throw before the guy gets to him. Patrick Jones, I think his name was. That's a play should have made. The second down pass, it's an overthrow. And Omar, I saw you put out a tweet. I mean, are you serious? Maybe it's Waddle's fault because he jumped too early. Are you serious? Really?
There are multiple views of that play. That play doesn't look in person as bad as it looks on TV. That's all I'm saying. And
okay, well, he got his feet all messed up because he decided there was pressure before there was, and he didn't reset and the ball floated.
Mechanics weren't there.
Okay, and the first down pass he's thrown to Waddle, who's completely covered. So that's as atrocious a series as you want from your Omar. I'm not going to say $53 million quarterback because I know that's going to drive you nuts.
38,
42. Whatever. As your highest paid player on the team. That's flat out not good enough. He's not the sole reason they lost. But now, again, that what's with the big
guy? He wasn't even bad. It wasn't even average. He was good.
TD, games in the NFL very, very often come down to the final possessions. And for those who are going to go, well, he threw a touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle before that. Well, first of all, Jalen Waddle caught a touchdown pass that was massively underthrown after completely smoking Michael Jackson. Let's be honest, 31 starting quarterbacks make that throw. But whatever, that's beside the point. Trevor Lawrence had two drives in the fourth quarter to get Jacksonville to win. So Tua had to have two. Sorry. But there are a myriad of issues. The run defense sucks. The running game was completely non-existent. Maybe that was partly because teams don't have to worry about Tyreek anymore and they can condense the field a little bit. That's a different topic for another time. But again, a lot of different reasons. The bottom line is they had a chance to win and the offense didn't come through at the end. Go ahead, Omar. Your turn.
Is it my turn now?
Yes. Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
So a quarterback that produces 100.
There we go. The passer rating. Immediately the passer rating. Are you
I did not interject it to your soliloquy.
Are you serious with this?
122 passer rating. It was 100 passer rating for the season, despite stinking it up in the season opener.
Empty galleries.
Three touchdowns, zero interceptions. Yes, he was sacked three times. We all saw the three sacks. Jonah was responsible for two. Then Aaron Brewer kind of sacked his own quarterback. Let's put that to the side. We know the offensive line is trash. TD wants Tua to work miracles with trash.
Yeah.
TD wants him to be comfortable and set his feet at all times in the pocket.
Oh, my.
Like working with trash.
That's what the salary requires, Omar.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Serious?
But we all know that Tua is a play-action quarterback. Does a play-action work without a running game? It doesn't.
And that's not good enough, but that's all he can do. I'm sorry. It's your
time. No. He can do more. He can do more, but you know, it would benefit him if teams didn't know he was passing every single down. But
you're down by three with 2 minutes left. Yeah, they know he's going to be passing.
Okay. Yeah. And you're right. He does need to throw two game winning touchdown drives. Mm-hmm. That's just what we got to do. And I have never said this, that the one thing Tua has not done on a consistent basis, he has done it, but not on a consistent basis, is he hasn't become a killer. You get 90 seconds. If Patrick Mahomes has the ball, I'm terrified. If Josh Allen has the ball, I'm terrified. If Lamar Jackson has the ball, I'm scared. Maybe CJ Stroud. Tua Tagovailoa, I ain't worried. I'm good. We'll figure it out. But for you guys to sit here and put a 239-yard rushing performance.
Nobody did that. Do not.
No. The first thing was that, why did they lose? What was the question you asked, Doug?
And I said yes. I said, who was to blame? I said yes.
How do you eat an apple? One bite at a time. Like, how about we actually fix the run game and actually just stop the run? I'm not asking for pressures. I'm not asking for turnovers. Let's just stop the run. Let's just start there. Baseline. That's problem number one.
It's not a suggestion. Because it's not going to happen. So therefore,
I mean, the season done. If it's not going to happen, season done.
Yeah.
There's no reason we're playing this game. Because
I'm just saying, the Patriots leading rusher had 24 yards.
Okay, that's cool.
This is what I mean. But what happened in that game? Okay. What happened in the game? What it takes.
And he got – Drake May got lucky, and there will be instances where he's going to look like Tua Tagovailoa in the season opener. It's just same thing with CJ Stroud, same thing with Green Bay's quarterback, same thing with all of these quarterbacks who are not the elite quarterbacks. Let's start with, here's my issue with this team. Cannot stop the run, number one. Number two, cannot protect your quarterback, especially in pressure situations. Number three, it would be nice if we can consistently run the ball, but I will say this. This was really the first game where they could not run the ball. And I suspect, I know they'll tell me it wasn't the case. I suspect they are doing something that's telegraphing the run. Because I'm sorry, Carolina is not that good at run defense.
A-Train pitching a run too.
Oh my God, dude.
I was watching the live stream and I remember one play. I was watching the game and I remember the camera view went straight to A-Chain, right? And A-Chain he's like looking over to the left, like counting how many guys. And I'm like, man, they must be finna run to the left because he's definitely telling me
there is no doubt in my mind that they're beginning to telegraph. where they're going, there's no doubt. And yeah, that could work. That could catch people slipping on play action. But when you don't have no play action,
it's gonna work. And to piggyback off of that, because again, I only did the film breakdown for the second half, because the first half was all fine and nice and butterflies and roses, but it didn't really matter when you gave up, you know, 20 unanswered points. And again, you know, we get the ball, they kick a field goal, we get the ball, we punt, they punt. It was like punt, back and forth. And I'm like looking at the plays, and again, it's okay, we're gonna run the stretch to the left. That didn't work. It got blown up. You know why? It's because the offensive line, the guards aren't good enough to pull out that way.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, guys. How often do you see Tua go three and out for five series?
First, it depends on who you
play. It wasn't three and out, but there was 5 punts in a row.
Yeah.
And then it's the offense.
They only had one first down and all that, though.
There was three.
They had one first down. It's not often, Omar, to answer your question. This whole three and out thing is a problem for me because, yeah, you were up 17-0, but the defense were major contributors of why.
Yes,
that's correct. Two takeaways.
And then after the 17-0, your defense bent but didn't break and forced the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Then your defense bent again but didn't break and forced the field goal. Five punts in a row.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me your defense is part of the main reason you go 17-0, they force two field goals in a row, then they force 5 punts. Eventually, all hell is going to break loose eventually.
And
like, I expected that. I said they can't sustain this long. You cannot. Offense has to extend this lead. You cannot expect the defense to hold but too long.
This is where if I had to pick the number, like the top in my book, I put Mike McDaniel, because some of the play calling on the subsequent drives after each punt were just, again, run a stretch to the left side. Isn't working. The guards aren't pulling. Next series, the first play, he runs a stretch to the left side. It's like, this is what Mike McDaniel does. This is working. But you know what? It's predictable, so I'm going to stop doing that. Let's do this. It's not working. It'll eventually work. Let's keep trying. He like drives me nuts when he does that.
You want him to abandon the run? Like
I want him to do what's working.
That he abandons the run.
Except you're playing the results here. That's the thing. I'm not a big fan of criticizing play calls.
I'm not either.
I wasn't playing
the results.
Keep going until it stops.
Let me make a very important point.
Well, hold on, because I'm not done.
Okay.
I've been trying to. And then against the Jets, we had a touchdown and we had two big plays off of play action, like Omar was talking about. We rushed for 19 yards. I think it was like 23 up to this point because we lost like 5 or 6 yards on subsequent runs or whatever. He kept calling play action plays. When no one's biting on the play action, two of the plays that were thrown away, one to a play action to his right, rolled out to his left, and the pass rusher was like, I'm not going after him, I'm going after you, and two had to throw it away. Same thing the opposite way. You're not running the ball. If we had 100 rushing yards, like all together as a team up to that point, makes sense. Run play action. We were not running the ball. So stop your best player trying to put them in that situation. It just didn't work.
Okay, man.
Okay, my turn. Two quick points I want to make. Number one, for the catastrophe that was the run defense, the two biggest plays on offense for Carolina were two passes, and it was the two fourth down throws. Either one of those goes incomplete, and guess what? The Dolphins win. And on both of those plays, it's hat tip to Bryce Young because one of them, he escaped pressure. The other one was a beautiful throw.
I forgot about Bryce Young.
To Jimmy Horn Jr. Number two, despite giving up 239 yards rushing, you still had the ball in your hands at the end of the game. Minute 54, 3 timeouts, and you went plop.
And I have to double back to what Doug was saying. I'm so glad you brought that up, Doug. You're spot on. I have a slightly different philosophy. Mm-hmm. Omar, abandon the run. Because you know why?
Don't worry.
2 weeks ago, when y'all were, the play action, we need more play action. I said, teams – The Jets, it was the Jets, right?
Yes.
I said the Jets We were so successful on the play action when Tua rolled out, nobody coming towards him. Nobody within 10 feet. We were so successful. I can see if you spur, you had a few of them here and there, and it's not a regular diet of your offense, but we had like 10 plays where it was successful. I said, Carolina going to be all over that next week. That's too obvious. And every time we did run play action in a few times, there was a defender coming straight to Tua. Coming straight to him every time. Mm-hmm. And this is why, yeah, it works in occasions, but already knew this wasn't the game for it. The game plan, I don't play the results because I was during the game. Mike McDaniel, just spread it out. Mm-hmm. Go five wide, let them hit quick passes because they're loading the box. They're bringing the guy down late. They're sending delayed blitzes, and they're sending it on the weak side, which he, just in case of the play action. This was a game you needed to spread it out early, but you waited till late to spread it out. And let me tell you why. The one thing you don't want Tua to get in is 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12. If your run game ain't working,
that's for everybody.
Stop handing the ball
every
off.
It's for every quarterback.
Yeah, but that was happening to us, Alan. Stop running the football. You keep putting them in those third and longs. So therefore, now if it was Justin Herbert, that's different. You go, hey, he can handle that. But you know, I'm just saying.
We'll and it's funny it out too, because the drive before we scored the touchdown, and then we'll move on to, because we already talked about the O-line telegraphing run. Before we scored the touchdown, our offensive play, it's like, sometimes, again, we blame Tua for the offense stalling, but then sometimes it's just like, you got to be kidding me with the things that just happened. Because the series before we scored the touchdown, he hits Waddle for a nice 17-yard play, which, again, no play action. It was what we should have stuck with. Then instant pressure, again, on a play action play. Then another 1-yard pass, which he should have thrown it to his other side. But again, you're asking a lefty to completely turn himself around and throw it the other way. The last play on that drive, 3rd and 17, 3rd and 7 on our own 45, bad snap down to Tua's left knee, gets up, instant pressure, and has to just prayer throw it. If he didn't have that bad snap and that instant pressure, he hits Waddle. Waddle was open.
See, this is where we have the difference of opinion. Yeah. You got to get up, step into the throw.
He couldn't. There was a guy, dude, as soon as he
that one no, was TD. Come on.
No, you know you're going to get killed, but no, you got to deliver the football.
TD, literally, the ball snapped at his knee. As soon as he brings it up, the guy's in his face. There's no doing anything else.
Doug, he flicked it up to avoid the hit.
No, he
step
took
in the there hit. And deliver the football. It is what that's – make the right throw. It's going to hurt. It is what it is. But – we're never going to do that because you got to avoid the contact.
Yeah. Well, what are you told?
That's harsh. That's harsh.
I get it. But that's the limitation. That goes back to the limitations.
Every quarterback. So every quarterback who has a concussion is limited. I mean, this is.
Omar.
I know he's the most concussed quarterback.
Okay. But Omar, how many quarterbacks in the NFL on that third down scramble would have like tried to zigzag and get the first down as opposed to sliding 3 yards
before? He had three defenders around him, though. I don't know if he's really going to zigzag.
How many would go for it?
Y'all want him to be Superman.
Josh Allen is 6 foot five, 200 and something pounds.
Limitations.
Baker Mayfield is getting destroyed.
Find me somebody without limitations.
Baker Mayfield absolutely does not slide there. I don't know who you.
Yes, but he's not getting the first down. He had two defenders in front of him.
But that's the thing. You don't know that.
You don't know. You don't know.
Trevor Lawrence at the goal line.
He tried to get in.
Do you want Trevor Lawrence over Tua?
No. Not at all. I mean, he played.
Okay. That's what we're praising.
But do you see the outcome of the game because of what he put on the line?
Because he has different skill sets. He's got a cannon of an arm. He's bigger. He's a little bit more mobile. Okay.
The cannon didn't win him the game. The mobility did.
Okay, yeah.
Last night.
And you know how I feel about mobile quarterbacks. That's cool until your quarterback's on IR.
Ours
going to go there too. Yeah, I get that for a different reason. I got that.
I like big arms. Thank you.
You do. You are an arm queen.
I will save you the trouble.
Let's move on to our topics because we do have to address – is it time to panic about the top two picks?
I'm very close, especially when I see Tyler Warren completely balling out in Indy week after week after week after week, and it's like, I know tight end was way down the list of priorities, but them, you're set at that position for 12
years. You should have addressed your offensive line earlier and then doubled down on defensive tackles and maybe triple down like you did. The biggest issue is Kenneth Grant got benched for that game, and it doesn't matter because when he's on the field now, you're looking at teams double teaming him, which he's a nose tackle, so he's supposed to be double teamed, but moving him 6 yards off the ball. Jonah, yeah, at this point, play Zeke Biggers. At this point, figure out what you have because
you're clearly back to Zeke Grant now. You're back to Jonah.
Play Zeke Biggers to address the defense line. You don't have anything in house that's going to help you stop the run. So. And every week, you notice how when we had offensive line issues, you went outside and got some.
Yep.
When we lost Tyreek Hill, you went outside and you got one. You clearly have defensive line issues. You've done nothing.
I mean, they missed it, but.
And Jonah, give me my options. You don't have any.
No, I agree with you. There are no Daniel Brunskill.
Maybe I consider putting him at the right guard. Maybe, but we're so far down the investment of left guard. I really don't even think that's the issue. I just think it's, you know,
but that goes back.
Both of them are out of position.
That was weird, by the way. When Jonah was already coming in as a rookie, you know, was on the right side of Arizona, and they move him to the left side.
That's it drives me nuts. It's another thing that Mike McDaniel's doing that it's just
James Daniel, you envisioned him playing next to Austin Jackson. They're the both run.
I'd like to see him play.
They're
I would both. Put the veteran on the left side and put the rookie.
I don't disagree with you, but they wanted to do something different with their run game and it just blew up in their face. Now, do you want to switch Jonah? Maybe you need to talk to him and ask him, you know. Do you feel like you would play better if you were at right tackle, right guard, and be more natural? I don't know. I'm at the point where you might as well try something because, and I'm not saying Daniel Brunskill or Keon Smith is the answer because they're not, but I don't even think Cole Strange is the answer.
I can't believe I miss Eichenberg.
Yeah. And then he's
not coming back anytime soon.
No, neither.
Yeah, but would he not be playing better?
Yeah. I think he would actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he'd be playing better.
But it's a low bar, unfortunately.
I mean, we are where we are. But the thing is, are you going to? And this is the question that I have for Mike McDaniel, and not really Chris Greer, because y'all know the situation. For Mike McDaniel,
what is the situation?
Are you going to let these rookies take you down?
Yeah, he is. That's what he does. He's so stubborn. I don't understand why the man doesn't just make the moves that he does. He's so stubborn, like
Omar said, who do you, if you bench Jonah, like go clear your head, who do you put in there?
Yeah, but Alan, don't they have Grant at the zero tech right now?
He's not a nose.
This is what really like. Him, right?
Sorry,
but that's where they have him, right in the middle.
No, it's been Benito and Jordan Phillips. I haven't seen.
I thought I was seeing reps right up the middle, getting bullied all day.
So this is what really like was my final straw with Mike McDaniel was that presser where somebody asked him, you know, Jonah's better. He's played his college career at right guard. Do you have any idea you want him? And no. Like, he essentially was like, I want to see if he can figure it out. So it's his own fault. If, you know, you keep doing something, again, it's like his play calling, these bubble screens. Oh, they figured it out. I'm going to keep running them, though, until they work. But, hey, Darren Waller, 5 for 5, you know, 70-something yards and a touchdown. Let's stop working on him. Let's bubble. He's his own worst enemy. He's trying to outsmart everyone. And
let me address the Darren Waller thing because I have a thought that I want to.
Oh, look out! Look out!
I want to share with people. How many plays do you think he knows, practicing on a limited basis for 2 weeks?
He just knows his package right now, probably.
So how big do you think it? I'm not even. How expensive do you think the Darren Waller selection of plays is right now? Would you give it 25 plays? Would you go to 35?
Sure. Keep using them.
They were out of plays. They played 26 plays in the first. They were out of plays for that.
Maybe they should have kept running those.
When we did the preview, me and Alan talked to Panthers people, and they all said, we can't cover tight ends if our life depended on it. And guess what? For the first half, they couldn't cover Darren Waller if their life depended on it. And then the second half, Mike McDaniel was like, nah, it's working. I'm going to stop. Let's bubble screen and play action. And
but he's run. Also in a pitch down.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think he's going to admit to you, yeah, we ran out of plays?
I don't understand what he says half the time, so probably not.
You can duplicate the same play.
I know you can duplicate, but then wouldn't it be easier for the Panthers to cover them?
But that's here. He's
a physical mismatch. He's the type of guy who can be covered and let Tua throw him a 50-50 ball.
Until it's not working. Well. Until it's not working.
Exactly.
Because it was
2022, he beat the Detroit Lions his rookie year as the head coach, running the same exact play three times in a row and just changed it at the last point, like the last play. Where's that Mike McDaniel? Where's the guy who's drawing things up and, oh, we're going to do this and that and this? He's like, it's like he regressed in year four where he's like overthinking things.
Maybe he's got less to work with.
Yeah, not only less to work with, but people understand what we're trying to do more. And also, you can't move forward on that motion anymore. That's a big hit, too.
And that's, so he's got to adapt.
They don't even do that on the road. So
but we were that first year.
We play the Chargers in 2022 and get exposed. Then we play the Chargers week one of 2023, and the offense destroyed them. So it's like obviously he can make adjustments.
Yep.
Why isn't he doing it more often?
I don't feel like any adjustments was made between them two games. The adjustment was on the Chargers side of the football. Go look at the defense they were playing the year before versus the defense after. When they obliterated us, they did none of that. I literally said, oh, we're going to lose to the Chargers if they come out. And remember, they were on their third string corners. Like their whole secondary that year we got obliterated, third string corners. But the system, what they were running in that secondary, putting their hands on guys, making sure they bump them off the spot. That next game, the next year, week one, when we put up 35, 10-yard cushion the whole game. I was like, man, why would they be doing this? But oh, well, we'll take the W. That was more defense. It was the same system. We were running the same stuff.
Let's get to these real quick so we can get to the donations. Is there a solution for the defense? Like, in all honesty,
sign and claim some veteran defensive linemen.
We'll see if they do it. Do
the ones is here.
I don't have to play.
You can't. That means Benito Jones and Matthew Butler would have to go because chances are they're not dumping any of the draft picks and they're not Benito dumping
Jones either, so. And Matthews.
Matthew Butler.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
how much money we got?
You act like I care. Like, yeah.
Hold on. Here's a corner.
Y'all about to get fired. You about to lose your job.
This is true.
Yeah, you about to lose your job. Like,
you're about to lose your job.
Your job. Yeah. Like, you got to do something. And it puzzles me. You know you're a turnstile at defensive tackle. And you do nothing.
But you're also assuming there's going to be stud run defenders are going to.
No, I'm not. I'm just assuming that you need help and you haven't gotten help.
Tahir Tart, that's the guy they should have kept.
Yeah.
Come on. Hold on. He is balling. He is balling. Poupard. Was he lazy during camp?
He looked like absolute crap. But that was the
ball. He wasn't even trying.
Nope.
He's a gamer. He's still balling. I've been watching him. Tahir Tart.
I'm not arguing with you about him being a gamer, but. Like, bro wasn't even putting in effort.
No, yeah, he looked disinterested.
To answer TD's question, 1.8 million in cap space right now.
That's all we got.
And then finally,
that's because of the dead cap, Omar.
It's gonna get worse. Several plays.
That's why you only have 1.8 left.
Okay.
Did Waddle step up in your guys' opinion with Tyreek not in there?
He can't give you.
Can we expect that on a weekly basis? If you could get that on a weekly basis, let me see what it extrapolates to.
He was very good.
That would be I mean, if he did that on a weekly basis, you're looking at a 1,700 yard receiver. I think I'm good with that.
The only reason the defense is going to get better because it can't go any lower. That's basically
Yeah,
that's true.
The problem I have with the Waddle performance is not it doesn't feel like they were intentionally trying to feed him that way, which is still good. It all happened in the flow of the offense.
Yeah, but that's Waddle's job. That's what Waddle does.
Yeah, but I think you don't think he needs to be in that role where, hey, this is critical moment. We're coming to you.
What I find interesting about the Waddle situation is they turn him into a possession receiver and kind of negated his speed. But Tua needs somebody to run that slant, the hard slant. Yeah. And Waddle runs that hard slant.
Nobody else can run it, I don't think, on this team.
Maybe this is you need to get NWI to do it because he's got the body.
This wasn't even looked at. Like the pass
targets. Zero targets.
The pass to Waddle, where Waddle saved a potential interception, Westbrook was open across the middle. You didn't even look at him.
Chemistry.
Anyway, we got almost 1,000 in here. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that subscribe. Let's get to some of these donations. This is what I was talking about from Chiefy with the $2. He says, need a Montreal cat as a sticker. Go poop, go.
Nice. Thanks, E.
Louis with the fiber says, love the show. I honestly look forward to his all day. Also, fire Ross.
Good luck with that one.
That's not going to work. Yeah. Now, it might get a little complicated when the Flores lawsuit rolls around.
Seven years from now? I mean,
I'm just saying.
It may be a lot sooner.
It's a jury trial, too. But can you imagine, like, depositions and testimony and evidence? Oh my god. But the thing is, you can't pay that man off to make that go.
That's I'm shocked. I would think you'd be able to pay it off.
Oh, you're not going to get Flores a price.
I ain't know that personal, but all right.
Yeah.
Quick though, I just want to ask Omar and Alan this. His daughters. Now it's gonna be a two-headed situation, right? Both daughters are gonna be taking over. What could the Dolphin fans kind of expect or do? And no one really know anything about them.
No one knows a single thing.
Fantastic. Just
I don't know. I don't know if I've even ever seen them. I would like to know what they look like.
I think I saw a picture of one of them one time.
You know, it would be a good sign if they moved to South Florida. Like when the team, they moved down here and stayed down here. That'd be a nice sign.
I see a woman after the games waiting on Ross. And I think that's his girlfriend. If it were his daughter, then she always looks at me kind of weird. Like, I know who you are and, you know, I'm not like, but I really want to know if that's his daughter or his girlfriend.
Anyway, shot my Waddle with the 10-pound donation. He said, hello, chaps from England. And I'm not going to do a British accent because it's horrible. How much responsibility does McDaniel have with the roster building compared to Greer? I feel like McDaniel is being made the scapegoat when it should be Greer. I fear a couple of wins, they stay. That is, again, Omar and Alan. You know, is it a mutual thing or is it more Greer is doing what McDaniel wants or vice versa?
I believe Greer's too much of a people pleaser to not do what McDaniel wants. Cedric Wilson is my ultimate evidence. I'm sorry, that's not the best wide receiver that you can find, but it is the wide receiver that knows Mike McDaniel's offense. So I have a hard time. Greer's way too much of a people pleaser to not be giving Mike what he wants.
Collaboration, baby. That's what they do.
Does that save Greer's job?
Still here.
No, it's not, because Steve Ross has given him the edict. You need to act like you're in charge.
I gotcha.
I need it. Now, as he, I don't know.
Okay.
But that was given to him this offseason based on what I was told. And, you know, and he has addressed it himself, saying, I have been too passive, and I need to operate with more conviction.
And I would say Kenneth Grant and Jonas Avayanaya scream more of a Greer picks.
Yes, 100%.
Like Jalen Wright screamed. That was a Mike toy.
And Ollie Gordon was probably a Mike pick.
I don't necessarily know if that's a Mike talent. But y'all know the time with Greer. It is what it is. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what happens down the line, but you are not firing your star witness. You're not.
But I think it's going to move pretty quick because the ruling was yesterday.
What ruling was yesterday?
The federal court just ruled yesterday favor of Flores.
They already ruled that it's going to go to jury trial.
No, but they appealed it in federal.
That appeal got denied earlier.
No, there was a ruling yesterday, the day before.
They just ruled. The appeals court said no. Those three teams, they cannot go to Goodell arbitration.
Yeah.
It's going to court, but this is where the NFL should step in and just take care of it, right?
There's no taking care
they'd
of
like
it.
To.
Yeah, there's no taking care of it.
Flores is going
to get Flores wants to you to see how the sausage gets made.
Gruden going to take care of his.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different circumstance.
Yeah.
One is, and then the others, we'll move on from that. Mike Best with the Fiver said, why are people giving up? I see a path to 4-4. It's a long season. There's something where this team just put it together. Mike, I love you, man.
2016, they were 1-4 and they won 6 in a row.
Hey, don't get on Mike. Hey, don't get on Mike.
Love you, Mike.
Keep the faith, Mike.
Man, I'm going to SeatGeek. I'm getting some seats to Mike's comedy show, man.
Listen, they are so close to mailing it in as a team. You can see
I was going to ask you that. The fact that none of the players after the game, I'm like, how?
None of the players what after the game?
Wanted to talk after the game.
No, they talked. Only person didn't want to talk was Minka. They talked.
Mike walking through that tunnel, I've never seen him like that.
You've never seen him walk through the tunnel after a loss.
This one looks like he got jumped. I mean, it was bad.
No hat on. He was like,
I got to go talk to Ross.
How do you expect him to feel after going 17, losing a 17-0 lead?
It's your fault, man. It's your fault. RJ with the 20 said, this D is pathetic, but two on the final drive. Bad pass to Waddle. Bad pass to Waddle. Then he had to be saved being picked. Then a sack in the final drive. He's not just booty cheeks. He's booty cheeks after Taco Bell. Oh, he needs a baby wipe for that one. And the first pass to Waddle was the wrong. First thing, and again, I'm not excusing Tua. Why are there two receivers in literally like 2 feet from each other? But also the better throw was to Malik on the outside. He threw it to Waddle.
It wasn't a bad pass. He was just covered.
Yeah, throw it to Malik, who's on the outside and wasn't covered. He crapped his pants. That meme that's all over the place. Yeah, 100%. Fish Pilot with the tenor said, in light of the latest Tyreek drama, the court documents, I really couldn't believe the Dolphins brought him back this season. No way they didn't know something. Teams know everything. They know everything. It is what it is. I appreciate the donation, but there's not much to talk about. He's not on the field anymore. So, RJ with the $2 said, gents, I tagged you on Twitter. That pick is Tua.
Yeah, no.
What? I didn't see it. I got to go check it.
Yeah, we'll go check it out after the show.
It's the 305 with the Fiver says, TD and 99% of our fan base are...
Mental health
sobriety check for the TDs they suffer from.
He literally ignores reality.
Derangement syndrome, by the way.
Derangement. Oh, okay.
I do record admitting, yes, I do have TDs.
It's funny too because somebody posted a graph with an image of that Tua's like top five, whatever, in deep passes. And the picture of him throwing the ball is the worst mechanics you'll see of anyone trying to throw a deep pass. So I said that. I'm like, his passes are not great. And someone's like, why would you say that in this picture? Like, it's a good post and you're bashing him. And I'm like, because he's horrible.
I get that all day. Hey, but Mr. 305, you notice you said 99% of our fan base. Maybe you're the problem if you're in the 1%. Something to think about.
Milton with the tour said they ran out right guard. Why couldn't we just blitz the B gap? I don't know, man.
They blitz that when you got a blitz to stop the run, something's wrong.
That's next level.
The play on fourth and five.
Fourth and five.
The one where they Bryce Young eventually
sidesteps Jalen Phillips.
Oh, you mean the pressure right up on him? You know, at the, in the critical moment when the pressure was coming.
There was one play where Bradley Chubb lined out so far.
Yep.
What are you doing? You're going to get
from getting outside on getting to the perimeter and scramble for the first down. That's what he was doing.
Well,
but he overran him to do that. He overran him.
No, because the fourth and five play I'm talking about is the one where Bryce Young hit whoever on a corner route.
Oh, the pass. That was a great throw. I mean,
Beautiful throw. Bradley Chubb was literally further over from the tight end. And while I was watching the film, I'm like, you're going to get chipped by the tight end, and then you're going to run into the left tackle. And that's exactly what happened.
Beautiful throw. Under pressure.
Is what it is. Fins up with the fiver said, when's the last time Tua had a game-winning drive when it mattered most? Cowboys 2024, and that was it.
That was 2023.
I think Jacksonville.
That was a game-winning drive. The game was
tied. Javon Holland's punch out?
Correct, but the game was tied, and they drove for a game.
Yeah, he had to score it. Yeah, yes. Aaron with the fiver said, what I realize is that this franchise captain Savo with quarterbacks and head coaches, he Tua gonna most likely be here. What team would save him?
There are a lot of teams that'll have an interest in Tua when he hits the market, if he hits the market in trades, but we'll discuss that.
That's at the end of the season.
We'll discuss your delusion in a later show.
You don't think Pittsburgh can use him when Aaron Rodgers retires?
Two on that stadium in December and November. Sure.
Lip Jones with the tenor.
Russell Wilson played in it. He don't got much of an arm left.
Russell Wilson has three times the arm to it has?
No, not anymore.
Okay. Well, not anymore.
Says, love the show. Tua had a good game until it mattered. Agreed. Can't remember the last time he executed 2-minute drills, but in all seriousness, Omar, how are you not a fan of sandwiches in the land of pub subs?
What? I've had a Publix sub once in my life, and I just can't.
Oh, those are good, man. Seriously?
Yeah. I like hot meat in my sandwiches. I'm sorry.
Man, you got
when's the last time you admitted you email them?
You're lucky people don't clip us. That's all I'm going to say is you're lucky people don't clip us. 305 with the fiver. Allen and TDR's TD suffer from severe TDS. Lawrence has played 4 out of 5 awful games, and he
blown up.
Oh my God! They blame Tua for rain.
Sorry, some criticism.
Was it supposed to be sunny?
See, and I get the reverse, right? I criticize Tua, and then I'll say something positive, like I said before about certain things in the offensive line, and people in the chat were like, "Look at this Tua in here. Doug doesn't know what he's talking about." It's like we can't win, man.
Like Tua's at fault for everything. Let's just keep it moving.
No, Omar, no.
He's the reason they can't run the ball. He's the reason they can't stop defense. He's the reason they can't get turnovers. Tua.
What's going on over here?
Toby with the fiver said, when I die, I want the Dolphins to be my pallbearers. That way they can let me down one last time. Keep up the good work, guys. Ive Marks with the fiver says, all this outside linebacker group does is sack hunt and can't get set an edge. Quinn and Bell did a good job of that. Judon signing is another Greer bust progress blocker.
That's a very interesting point. I don't know what progress you block, but
hey, yeah.
I'll say this. If things keep going this way, we might see these younger pass rushers because we're going to start trading some of these guys. So it'll be a thing. CJ with the tour says they hit bottom. Nothing backhoe wouldn't
fit. This ain't bottom. Come on, y'all. I've been around for a while. Y'all know this is not.
It's bottom with the talent that we have.
Y'all know this is not the bottom. It could get much
worse. I don't think they can get out of this.
It could get much worse.
Dolphin 345, been a member for 5 months, said, Omar, if W versus L's is a quarterback stat, then Tua is to blame.
I'm not arguing with you. Tua is to blame for everything.
Thank you.
Hydro Wilson with the
two. I've come to the dark side. Let's just blame
him. No, you have it.
I'm there. I don't have any fight in me anymore. Like
you do.
You'll be a winner tonight.
Like I got Tua's got to have 140 passer rated game and a loss.
Off with the passer rating already.
You know how I feel about passer rating. You know, that's my thing.
Oh, Hydro with the tour says, how does the Hurricanes have the best quarterback in Miami?
And we back, baby. We back.
If y'all think he,
3 years in a row.
He can't even hold to his jockstrap.
Don't do that, Omar. He's a winner.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't want him in Miami, but he a winner.
No, you just claimed him. You just claimed him, bro.
Mike, a guy with the fiver, says, I respect Omar so much for not taking the last route and putting everything on Tua.
It's all on Tua.
LFP with the fiver says, no one's going to talk about some of the big pass plays on third down called back by holding. Yeah, there were a few. It happened against the Jets. It happened a few times. Yeah, there was
in that glass against Carolina.
Yeah, there was one pass. I think it was to Malik that got called back for holding. It happens at least once a series, like not once a series, but like once or twice a game where we'll have a pass convert on like 3rd and 8 flag holding. Now it's 3rd and 13.
That happens to every team. I remember Cole Strange tackled Derek Brown.
Who didn't throw that quick enough? Before the holding.
Corinthius Stallings with the five. That's a cool name. With the tenor said, offense was responsible for 14 points. Defense was bad, but you had to produce more than 14 points on your own.
Okay. Offense, I think, was responsible for 21 points, but I hear the point that you're making.
Well, they had two takeaways. One of them, they got the ball at the 42.
One at the 50. One was around midfield.
I think it was the interception. Was
you still got to get it in the end zone.
No, you do, but that's, I mean, you start off.
Toby with the tour says, Jersey guy here, Doug, from Newark, up the parkway. Forget about it.
Jersey.
Christian with the fiver said, that pass that Waddle got his hands on that went over him, I've seen Tua make the same bad air sales ball so many times. Why? We need to sell everything. And that's funny too, because you look at me and Alan.
What I missed? I missed it.
The Waddle miss over the middle.
Footwork. 2023. Okay.
Yeah.
He's hitting those passes. Like, and now all of a sudden he's just like, and I don't understand. I said he regressed, and I got flamed by two of fans that I said he regressed.
Why did footwork he
regress? Is dirty.
Why did he regress?
He's not working with certain people anymore.
Oh, whatever. Please.
Man, Tua's, it's in his head. He's worried about getting hit. He worried about that O-line letting him down. I'm not going to deny that. And I don't say this with malice. He's damaged in that sense. Yeah. He's damaged. And you need, like literally, what he's been through, you need 2 seasons to try to repair it. Mm-hmm. And this O-line ain't starting the healing process. So it's done, man.
We saw that. You bring up a great point. We saw that in 2022 where he came out and he was even saying it, because for, you know, Flores and that whole offensive line, everything, it wasn't good. And again, TD's spot on. He needs to go somewhere else, in all honesty. Like, let's be honest. He needs to go somewhere else, like Sam Darnold.
Be Drew Brees, like everybody say.
David with the tenor said, there are many issues with this team, and I know this shouldn't bother me so much. Why is scheme playing to Alec Ingold like he's Mike Allscott and Keith Byers? He's slow and doesn't have hands. Garbage.
He did make me mad on that drop.
Why did he jump?
It sounded like they're giving him a lot of touches.
He jumped to try to catch a good
pass, and he was going down that sideline.
he is absolutely a very underutilized player, in my opinion, and he can actually do more than he. If every time he's on the field, he's you're running the ball, you're telegraphing what you do, and I can't stand that. You need to throw to him once a game at least.
That's what they did. I mean, it's like
permission to use that face as a response on Twitter when people say ridiculous stuff, because
I'm sorry, I really do believe that Alec Ingold, you cannot telegraph what you're doing, and mm-hmm. when you put Alec Ingold on the field, you know you're running. Like,
it was like when we took Gesicki off the field. Up, oh, they're running the ball.
Yeah,
here's Gesicki.
Darren Waller on the field, you know you're throwing.
Uncle Ron with the tenor said the only thing that could affect an NFL owner is if he's humiliated publicly in front of his friends and flunkies. If thousands of fans chant sell the team at Ross, then he will have to take action. Someone brought this up too, and it definitely intrigued me. He wanted Harbaugh so bad that if the Chargers come and spank them in his stadium, I think Mike McDaniel gets fired on Monday.
No, he did not want Harbaugh. He said Harbaugh was the one person that he was not going to pursue.
He pursued
him in 2011. He flew out to California.
2011, yes.
Here's the new contract.
fired him. You know how you get to Ross? Fly better at F1.
No, you know what? That sell the team chant might work. Might get his attention. I'm actually supportive of it. If you want to do it, he's not going to sell the team, but if you want to provoke change and you don't like what you're seeing on the field and they're getting embarrassed against the Chargers, chant it. See what happens.
Yeah. Toby with the tour said Greer signs an injured wide receiver instead of a vet D lineman. Shake my head. You know who we could have used on Sunday? Cedric Wilson Jr. He has that familiarity with Tua. Maybe he would have thrown it to him instead of Westbrook. Mike with the fiver said, last question. Why don't you guys ask McDaniel tough questions? These two get that question a lot. Even David addressed it on Twitter. Is there rules from the Dolphins on what you can and can't ask? Love you guys.
No.
Nope.
And there's also, by the way, what fans don't understand is some fans want us to ask like the gotcha question, like mm-hmm. put him in his place and all that.
Decor.
That's not, you can get to the question you want to ask without being disrespectful. There's a level of respect involved here. Mike McDaniel is a good guy. He's never been like a jerk to any of us. Nobody's going to – when the question needs to be asked, it gets asked, even if it's not as hard of a question as you want it to be.
I mean, send us a list of questions, Mike. Send me a list. You know how to find me. Send me a list of questions you want to answer, Mike. I'll ask him. I don't care. Like,
but it's also – if you guys ask gotcha questions and kind of are a little bit of like dicks to him – Don't you not get pointed out to get a question? Like, isn't trying to...
Nobody's pointing us out. We just take it.
Oh, you just say like...
Yeah, we just take it.
There would be no repercussions.
None.
There would be no repercussions other than it's...
What's the isn't point? It like professionalism, though, as well?
Yes, it's
like,
very unprofessional. Yeah. And there have been occasions, and a lot of times it's some radio guys or some like...
Yeah, why y'all suck?
Yeah. Exactly. Don't you feel the need to apologize to fans for the bad product you put out there? And he literally was asked, I think it was last year maybe, something along the lines of, can you understand the fans would be like very frustrated by what you're saying? Is that not hard enough? Is that not rude enough for you? I mean,
he gave a great answer.
Yeah.
All right. Rapid fire. Here we go. Zach with the fiver says, do you think the Dolphins regret not taking Gray Zabel in the first round?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of regrets.
They would have never taken him. Jonathan with the fiver says, Jordan Phillips is your second highest graded run stopper. Why is Butler taking more snaps? Why is Grant head coach Halfley and then GM Mike Bradway?
Wrote head coach. Who's
this? I don't is know who he wants.
Okay.
Who's grading who? The Dolphins. If the Dolphins thought Jordan Phillips was higher graded in their eyes, he'd get more snaps than Matthew.
He did snark the game over Kenneth Grant. So
he meant over Matthew Butler.
Oh, I mean, I think that's package based. Just my opinion.
Okay. Uncle Ron with the fiver says, is Ross even aware that fans are angry, or is he completely shielded from that? I doubt he's watching this or checking X.
Ross is very aware.
He knows. He knows.
He's made very aware. He knows.
There's no way.
And he's angrier than you are. Because as I said,
money.
He made these decisions.
Yeah.
She chose.
Justin with the 3-month membership, appreciate you. You know it will never happen, but what if we go 4-4?
Season's reset.
Yeah, back at zero. That means that we figured something out, and then there is a chance. But
correct.
I mean,
Shah with the fiver says, "How do you feel about this trade? Chubb and a fourth for Shador and Newsome, and also what would it take to get Chris Olave?"
Now we cook.
Why do you want a guy who's had 6 concussions in regards to Chris Olave? By the way, I don't get that from Cleveland. The
fan. Sorry, Omar. And Cleveland's not making that trade. Sorry.
No.
Why? Cleveland's not making the trade.
Why? Because Greg Newsom is still a very good cornerback, and Bradley Chubb right now is a diminished player. I don't care about his 4 sacks. He's a highly diminished player, and
He's on a 1-year contract.
He's a rental, and Cleveland's not going to the playoffs. So,
Alan, you're about to get blocked. Prophet Galaxy. Oh, sorry, Bradley. Prophet Galaxy with the tenor says, "When it comes to player development, do you ever hear players and coaches talk about raw strength? I always hear about film and techniques, but never about the weight room."
Julian Hill. That's why he plays.
Mm-hmm. That's the only one we've ever heard of that about, though.
Christian
We used to hear about it with Christian Wilkins or something like that.
Christian with another fiver. "Thank God for October baseball. If not, I'd be, watching. Go Dodgers. You guys watching any of the MLB games? Also, let my man Alan speak."
That's right. You tell him, Christian.
I'm a Mets fan, so obviously no. But I'm also watching the Phillies get their butts whipped by the Dodgers. Go Dodgers. And I'm watching the Yankees get their butts whipped by the Blue Jays. Go Blue Jays. So when those two teams are out, I'm done. I'm back to football. Okay. That's how I am. Anyway. Brad Boss with the tenor said, 9-13 record dating back to the beginning. Last season, Tua 7-9 in those games. Please tell these fans to be realistic. This hasn't been a good team for a while and won't be any time soon. I try to tell people that. They talk about, "Hey, we came back last year." I'm like, oh, man. Diedrich with the fiver said, "Poop and Omar, contracts aside, one must stay for the next 3 years between Greer, Mike, and Tua. Who do you choose? Love the show, fellas." Real quick, Omar.
Oh, I'm going with Mike.
Alan.
Mike.
There you go. Marcus with a fiver. "Can one of you guys that are able to ask Mike McDaniel questions inquire why Westbrook is not involved in the passing game?" I think
was
he's
that
involved.
Last
he's
week? Was it targeted. Not? Was it not asked last week?
I believe it was. And it asked Tua. Tua will tell you, I'm working on my chemistry with him. It's...
Mike, you lied. You said that last one was your last one.
We appreciate the money, Mike.
This is for Poop. Have Dolphin fans always been so fickle and such whiners?
Good question.
It is a good question. Here's the thing, though. It's more prevalent now because of social media. That wasn't a factor back then. Like when Marino was in his heyday, it was basically sports talk radio, and there was a whole lot of bitching when the Dolphins lost. Except for what that's amplified now, where you have Twitter all over the place.
Real quick, didn't the fans kind of push Shula out?
Yeah. Like, hell yeah.
So that's on you guys, not us.
Well, it's also Uncle Wayne. Wayne Huizenga, the previous owner, really, really wanted Jimmy Johnson.
And I believe the fans contributed to Dan Marino retiring because how we went out in that final game. They weren't – I mean, Marino was forced out, so.
Shadow Fate member for 5 months.
I mean, he was diminished. His knees were shot. And
Yeah, but he didn't want to retire like that.
No. He was going to go to Minnesota, and then he was like,
no, he was going to go to this Pittsburgh.
No, it was Minnesota.
No, I've talked to him. He wanted to go end it in Pittsburgh.
He wanted that, but he had like an offer from Minnesota.
I guess because it wasn't Pittsburgh, he decided to retire.
Yeah.
Shadow Fate been a member for 5 months. He says, "I was a Tua fan. He's not the answer. Do a Denver." That's a lot of money.
I didn't say he's the answer, but he's certainly not the problem.
Nope. Tread thoughts with the fiber. Am I the wrong one for wanting to keep McDaniel and get rid of Greer and Tua? I know it's nearly impossible, but anyone want to make the case for it? No, no. I I want my GM to have complete control. And again, if you're in another situation where you say you have to work with him, you're going to narrow down your search. And I'm tired of doing that.
What Doug said.
Tank with Tua with the tour said, trade Tua to the Flag Football League. He would kill it in the Flag Football League.
Olympics. No, he might do Olympics.
Toby with the tour said, we still haven't run a draw play in 4 years off McDaniel. WT.
What do y'all? Why do y'all want to run a draw when the screens work so well?
Great with the fiver says, love the podcast, Omar. I know you know football. You have to stop bumping up Tua and his ratings. He doesn't make plays in the last 3 minutes.
I didn't say he makes plays in the last 3 minutes, but Alan knows I am a passer rating kind of guy. That's just what I believe for 20 something years.
Yeah,
a passer rating indicates to you the kind of play, efficient play you're getting.
Yeah. Strictly based on the result of the play, no matter how it was produced. But go ahead. Earl, big Earl.
Earl Tanner said, have you noticed Tua won't buckle his damn chin strap? You need all the protection you can get, Tua. Love the show, fellas. We appreciate you, Earl.
Ooh.
Omar, what did that mean?
He's got to talk. Like most quarterbacks don't buckle their chin strap. Because they got to talk.
I didn't think of that.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah,
loosen it then. You know, loosen it a little bit. Yeah. A Miggy with the tour said Omar always changing Dolphins collective schedule. Who told you? Hey, which one you? Well,
we got leaks in the locker room. Boy. We got leaks in the locker room.
Oh, man.
Omar losing the locker room.
Shadow Fate with the fiber says Tua has regressed since 2023. I have come to the poop part side. Have to make sure your quarterback isn't a little thing. May wasn't special in college. Looks good now. Let's pump the brakes on Drake May.
Drake May might be the best.
Seriously? Really? Really, Doug? Dude's
going to
be
a problem. Let's pump the brakes on Drake May.
Why?
Because this is a new offense. He's getting his footing in a new offense, and eventually teams are going to figure out that offense and take away what he's doing. And how does he respond? It's too early for Andre.
No, but Omar, his plays aren't even happening in the flow of the offense. He's making something out of nothing. He's extending plays.
I don't disagree with you, but let's stop pretending he's Josh Allen. He's not.
He better.
No, but he's maybe a mini Josh Allen. And
I'll say this. And the reason I'll say pump the brakes is because people were super high on Trevor Lawrence. And then he came down. Sometimes they come down. All I'm saying, he's fantastic. He's been playing fantastic, not knocking him. All I'm saying is just
ballers ball.
Let's continue to wait and see the development.
Here's the thing. Trevor Lawrence never had these big moments early on in his NFL career. Even last year, there were spot moments on a crap team where you saw Drake May would do something and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but didn't Justin Fields do certain things in certain situations?
Okay. Yeah, he ran the ball, which is what he does now.
Look at that game. All these quarterbacks you're naming, none of them had a game that impacted.
Let's have a conversation about Drake May in 2 weeks.
I'm happy. He beat the Bills. I'm happy about that, but I'm not ready to crown him yet. As what was the Cardinals coach? Devin with the fiver says, is it me or does this whole Tua situation seem like the Tannehill situation where everything has to be perfect around him? Yes. Here's the thing. And again, I'm going to get called a Tua near now. Everything doesn't have to be perfect.
It just doesn't
have to be the worst in the NFL.
It doesn't have to be trash.
Oh, come on, Doug. Seriously? Doesn't have to be
worst the worst game without Tyreek Hill.
You think the offensive line is not one of the worst in the NFL?
It is one of the bottom seven or eight.
It doesn't have to be top 10 because even in 2023, he didn't have a top 10 offensive line. It doesn't need to be perfect. He can play well in a mediocre offensive line. Am I wrong?
I'm sorry. When is he in 2021? The excuse was the offensive line sucks. He's got no wide receiver. Now the offensive line's bad. When does it stop happening where it's always one group of teammates position? I mean, seriously, enough.
It has to be perfect. And that still ain't going to be good enough. And that's what y'all don't realize.
I don't think it has to be perfect. I just think it doesn't have to be bottom.
It won't be good enough.
Let's just make it average.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, correct. But right now, before Tyreek got hurt, I hate to break it to you, but the wide receiver core was way more than average. And in Achane, he's got a very, very good running back.
All of that doesn't matter if the offensive line is boo-boo cheeks.
So the offensive line.
Did Dak Prescott not play with four replacement offensive linemen on Sunday, or did I miss that? Did Baker perform better than the Dolphins offensive line has been performing?
We're getting off topic. We're already 10 minutes over. Let me get to these last
two. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Josh, I've been a member for 2 months. Give me Louis Riddick and Darren Rizzi.
Absolutely. Sign me up for that.
Carrie with the tour says Jeff George was a passer rating guy too, Omar. Devin with the fiver says, for the life of me, I can't understand why they got Alec Ingold running a slant and wide receiver screens.
Because you're not expecting it.
Call of Duty with the $2 said, what happens to the Finns docuseries? They suck. Sanch with the fiver. Fire Greer first. I agree. Shadow Fate with another fiver says, not saying May is great. Last night he made throws with guys hanging on him 100%. Something Tua, Kyler, and little dudes can't do. May won in Buffalo. Tua hasn't. That is very true. And then finally, Christian with the tour says, Justin Herbert, chin strap. Like a damn airstrip.
He's got the big, like, overhang thing over here.
Herbert's coming to town, people.
Hey, man, he doesn't do well going from the West Coast to East Coast. I'm just saying.
Find out.
None of that matters.
We will
None
see you guys matters. On Friday, 6:30. We are going to preview the Chargers game. Is someone getting fired?
Omar's got to set the time for us. I'm sorry.
Guys. Is it 6:30? It might be
7. Wow.
It might be noon. It might be 7 p.m.
Tell the people, Omar.
7 o'clock.
Check out Omar Kelly on the Miami Herald, Alan Pupar on Miami Dolphins on SI, TD on YouTube.com/TDFinsTalk, and myself on YouTube.com/DougLeDorong. We are out. Thank you all for hanging out, donating, subscribing, liking. We love you all. See you Friday.